Have you ever wondered how some of the greatest minds in history achieved their groundbreaking discoveries? Well, what if I told you that one of the most monumental scientific breakthroughs ever came not from a flurry of activity, but from years of quiet, steady contemplation? Now enter the world of Charles Darwin, a man whose life's work transformed our understanding of life itself. Darwin's journey to develop the theory of evolution was marked not by haste, but by a rhythm of thoughtful reflection, long, leisurely walks in nature, and entire years abroad. His approach to life was a balance of peace and productivity, allowing him the mental space to develop ideas that would later shake the foundations of science completely. Now, could Darwin's approach to life and work hold the key to unlocking our own potential for making groundbreaking ideas or just general life success and enjoyment? Our modern high-speed world just feels like a never-ending rat race chasing the next thing after the next thing. So today we're going to explore why slowing down might actually be the key to genuine progress, fulfillment, and the secret to revolutionary success. Hello and welcome to the Growth Mindset Podcast. I am your host, Samuel Webster Harris, and we're diving into the psychology of self-improvement and today's topic, which is our cultural obsession with speed and how it's actually putting on the brakes for real and purposeful progress. More after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We have all heard that slow and steady wins the race. We were taught this as children. Yet, despite this age-old wisdom, as old as the Stoics even, it simply isn't what we're actually shown or taught fundamentally in media, culture, and just the celebrated lifestyles around us. It did used to be that patience was revered, seen as the key to a grand future, but now the modern world idolizes speed. The Forbes 30 under 30, the jet-setting influencers, the overnight crypto millionaires. Success is measured in how quickly we beat the clock. Yet this race against time often leads us astray. In the age of email, social media, instant news, our attention's actually constantly hijacked. The allure of the immediate, albeit superficial, feeling of productivity from our smartphones is undeniable, it's unrelentless. And it can actually feel useful, like even for me. Instagram, it's not just like a pastime as such, it's like a beneficial link to my friends. I'm a remote worker. It's nice to see what my friends are doing and stay connected. But this constant connectivity, it comes at a cost. Our ability to engage deeply with what we're doing, to slow down, to focus on truly meaningful work, does become compromised. Our brains get this dopamine hit every time we scroll through a feed or we check a notification. It creates a cycle of instant gratification. And that cycle feeds the addiction to speed, the feeling like we're racing towards something. It's creating the illusion of productivity, whilst on the side, our real and impactful work remains undone. So whilst we get lost in the moment pursuing rapid, fast sense of progress, we forget the simple truth that more haste leads to less speed. The Stoics understood this very well. They advocated for a return to nature's rhythm, where patience and deliberate action was most important. And that's a lesson that's as relevant today as it was in ancient times. To break free from the treadmill that we're on, we need to reevaluate our relationship with time and embrace patience and depth over the fleeting satisfaction of quick wins. And to truly understand this more deeply, I want to dig more into some first principles thinking and like dive into physics and the concept of momentum. Now, momentum plays a crucial role in motivation and progress. I've noticed in my own life, whether that's writing scripts or starting a new habit, it often takes time to warm up, gain momentum, the initial struggle to get moving, followed by an increasing ease as momentum builds. When you first start running, it can be hard, but if you run every day for a few months, it just gets easier and easier. We are creatures of habit. So when we are in our quest for achievement, we often overlook the fundamental principles in physics and how momentum works. Momentum is mass times velocity. The weight of something and the speed that it's moving is how much momentum it has, how much inertia it has to carry itself further forward. So importantly, real momentum isn't about speed, it's also about mass. A nice analogy here would be to consider a snowball rolling down a hill. A small light snowball could be thrown, it could roll fast, moves quickly, but it can shatter upon any small obstacle. In contrast, like a large, densely packed snowball will be able to gather more snow as it rolls, growing in size and strength, and becoming unstoppable as an avalanche in the face of any barrier. And that's an analogy that mirrors our own efforts in life. Pursuing goals with the sole focus of being fast at them is like being that light snowball, fragile, easily derailed. However, if we add mass, that means like depth, knowledge, experience, into the things that we try, that's like a snowball gaining extra layers. That builds us true momentum in the work that we're doing. And that approach is much more resilient, it's more impactful, and you could describe that more like a glacier, building a huge body of work, or in a glacier's case, body of frozen water that can slowly carve entire valleys out of mountains. It's a powerful force reshaping landscapes over time with a steady, relentless progress. That's the power of true momentum. So speed looks cool, looks fast, but the allure of it is deceptive. It promises quick results, but lacks the substance to make a lasting impact. Like the glacier, when you put consistent effort and patience into your work, that leads to profound, enduring changes within you and the things that you're doing. By embracing this approach, you align yourself with nature's timeless wisdom that real strength lies in steady growth and resilience. So we understand that just focusing on speed is a problem. We need to build larger bodies of work. But diving further into the physics analogies here, I want to talk a bit more about inertia and the concept of optionality. Nath Eliasson, who is one of my favorite bloggers, he points out the issues with our cultural valuing low mass lifestyles. That means lots of optionality. So he says modern culture encourages a low mass life, disguised as a virtue through the lens of optionality. You should maximize the options available to you so you have the freedom to jump at any opportunity as it arises. Be a digital nomad. Don't own too many things. Switch companies every 2 years. Pick a job that will give you more opportunities later. Now, don't be too quick to pick a romantic partner. You can actually freeze your eggs or your sperm and grow your progeny in an artificial womb in 50 years when you've sufficiently optimized your Facebook RAS. The point he's making is that optionality strips you of inertia. And inertia in physics means the resistance that an object has to its direction being changed. So if you have high inertia, you're going to stay on track and you're going to follow your momentum. If you have low inertia, you can quickly be like swung around and go in a different direction. And when you have optionality, you're optimizing for going in different directions. You're like a ship that never even puts its anchor down, always ready to set sail to the next destination. Now that lifestyle might seem freeing, but it hinders the development of real, true, substantial momentum. And so when you adopt this low mass lifestyle where you don't overinvest in any one thing, that means you aren't all in on your career. You aren't all in on your partner or where you live. You haven't staked your claim in the ground and decided to build your house there. Every little thing that you do, you're just a visitor and you're just a short flight away from a new surface level interest in something else. And it's actually really crippling to actually getting anywhere. If you look at investment, you actually need to work as an investor for like 10 years to really understand how business cycles work by just experiencing them, living through recessions, living through bull markets, seeing how hype cycles and trends work. And it's the same if you write every day for 10 years or you make YouTube videos every day for 10 years. Mr. Beast has made 2 videos a week for the last 10 years. The first 2 years, nobody even watched him. And this year, he's actually made about 1, maybe 2 videos in a month. Yet his channel has grown the most it's ever grown. And that's like a casual 60 million subscribers. But he was investing on work that kept on adding to itself. And that's how things really grow. In our modern culture, we expect to make progress instantly. Yet we don't realize most of that success comes from just time in the game. If you watch 1 10-minute abs video, it's not going to make you lose weight and it's not going to give you abs. In reality, you need to spend 3 hours cycling just to burn off a donut. If you want to actually be fit and healthy, you kind of need to eat sensibly and exercise almost every day for, wait for it, your whole life. And if anybody's interested in the physics of dieting like I am, well, I did look into how much fat you can possibly lose in a day under a healthy manner. The most fat you can lose in 24 hours without screwing up your metabolism is 75 grams. Or if you want to build muscle, the most muscle you can build in 24 hours is about 25 grams. So that means that in a few weeks, you won't really notice any changes in your body, even if you've gone to the gym every day. Sorry. However, if you exercise reliably for a whole year, you can radically change your body. You could lose 26 kilos of fat, or that's 57 pounds for Americans, in a year without messing yourself up. Or you could put on 10 kilos of muscle in a year in a relatively healthy manner without using steroids. And those are some huge changes to your body composition, but it just takes a whole year, which actually isn't that long. You just aren't going to see those results in 2 weeks. Anyway, whilst we're on the subject of health, let's dive into some nice examples from sports. A tale of two athletes to highlight the importance of being dedicated to something as opposed to just wanting to be fast. In one corner, we'll have Michael Jordan. He was actually cut from his high school basketball team, and this is a blow to any young athlete. In the other, we have the guy from the same year who actually was the shining star and was the top scorer, outshone everyone, including Michael Jordan. Now, fast forward through time, and it's Michael Jordan who is now a household name, a legend in basketball. How? Well, Jordan's journey wasn't about speed or instant gratification. It was about building mass, consistent, relentless effort, training every day harder than anyone else, and a stoic acceptance that any setback he endured was a path for improvement. He embarked on a marathon of self-improvement. He lived the growth mindset. He saw potential where others saw failure. His counterpart, the now forgotten high school hero, lacked this perspective. So this story isn't just about basketball, it's about life. It teaches us that real success, lasting impact, comes from what you build steadily over time, not just the fleeting victories of youth. It's a reminder perhaps that the brightest flames can burn too quickly and fizzle out, whilst those flames that burn steadily with purpose and persistence can illuminate the world for years to come. And whilst I'm using some romantic sounding prose, let's talk about romance. If you look at the dating woes of this generation, it can be fundamentally due to the combination of high optionality and expecting things to be fast, expecting something to be really good straight away. Now, if you meet a partner and it seems like they have any sort of problems, you just instantly give them up and you jump back into the sea of other options you have in dating apps, instead of accepting that building a really good relationship does take time. There is no such thing as the perfect partner. And because we're surrounded by so much optionality, it's just always more alluring to jump back into that field and just search for someone else that might be better. And it's messing so many people up. And I think that's another perfect example of our modern obsession with prioritizing optionality and speed, and how much of an antithesis this is to long-term success in dating or life in general. I am delighted to recommend my sponsor, Cozy Earth, whose bedding and loungewear I genuinely love. It's made from high-quality viscose from bamboo, and it gets softer with every wash. It was voted as Oprah's favorite things several years in a row, and it's because their bed sheets are so damn incredible. Their collection also includes some divine loungewear for your home or travel. They have cute little tote bags to carry your gear anywhere, so whether you are exploring through a journey of personal growth or discovering new parts of the world, you can nestle up under starry skies with the softness of Cozy Earth's loungewear. So pack your bags, venture on and visit cozyearth.com today and use code GROWTH at checkout for an exclusive 35% off. And let Cozy Earth be your travel companion on the road to adventurous growth. cozyearth.com and use code GROWTH at checkout. So now that we've learned these physics concepts and I've thrown a few fun stories at you, let's go back to the current life and dig a little bit deeper into what's going on. When you log into social media, it immerses you in a whirlwind of updates. The constant influx, much like cars just speeding past you on a highway, it creates this illusion of like rapid movement. and you can jump into the raging river of endless information. And it feels so good. It feels like you're immersed in this fast-paced environment. And you kind of feel like whilst you're there, you're catching up with things, you're getting into the flow. And you feel like you are also moving fast, even though perhaps you're just trying to keep up, which is completely impossible given the billions upon billions worth of information that's going into the internet every day. But anyway, we sense that this high-speed feeling feels like we're making progress. But this digital pace is at odds with the real world. The online rhythm contrasts sharply with life's natural tempo, where even the fastest growing bamboo shoot in the world will only add a few centimeters to it each day. When we disconnect from our screens, we're confronted with life's inherent just slowness. Waiting in the supermarket, cooking a meal for more than 10 minutes, spending quality time with loved ones, it actually seems really like languid. But this stepping back from the relentless online world reveals a fundamental truth that time moves uniformly. Unaffected by our online engagement, it's always plodding at the same speed. And I think that's a realization that leads us to rethink our understanding of momentum. Rather than chasing the fleeting thrill of speed, we can focus our time to build something massive, a pursuit that grows and gains substance over time, whether that's our work, our relationships, our hobbies. And I think this concept of mass versus speed is crucial for that. While speed thrives on short-term gains, mass is about long-term growth and impact. It's about creating value that compounds, like the steady development of your writing craft or nurturing a garden. And the challenge lies not just in doing something that's hard, but in resisting the allure of instant results, in recalibrating your mindsets and your efforts from things that feel like fast and rapid in the moment of right now, to things that are enduringly significant for the future. And I think another thing with the modern day is that we can get a bit self-obsessed. We're like, well, I just have so many priorities. I have so many things to do. Everyone is so much busier than they used to do. Even 20 years ago, you could hang out on MSN and talk to someone you didn't know for like 3 hours. Whereas now, like on Tinder, you wouldn't even chat for more than a minute. But anyway, stepping back in time to the Stoics, as this is meant to be a season on Stoicism, and I keep on wildly going off point, let's look at Marcus Aurelius again, because I spoke about him last week. Now, he was the ruler of the entire Roman Empire at the time, so basically the most important person on planet Earth, with quite a few demands, you might say. And could anyone have really been feeling more responsibility or demands for their daily duties? Probably not. Unlike the speed-driven culture of today, he really chose the path of reflection, of mindfulness. Each morning, he engaged in a ritual of meditation and writing, grounding himself in Stoic wisdom, prioritizing thoughtfulness over haste. So despite the temptations to constantly be acting and reacting to things, Aurelius understood that the essence of effective leadership was not in speed, but in deliberate, purposeful decisions. His approach exemplifies the power of slowing down, even amongst immense pressures. And that's a lesson for us now in our fast-paced modern world where everything is so important. We should take time to reflect and focus. It's not just beneficial, it is essential for any kind of meaningful action or deeper sense of fulfillment. So I think if you're still looking at like what you're doing with your life over January, now is a good time, but any time is always good, to examine your daily choices and look at whether they speed you up or slow you down. The stimulants you consume, caffeine, beer, Adderall, the information you absorb from your activities, and the narratives that you pay attention to, all influence your perception of time and progress. Social media and the news hasten our feeling of pace, while classical literature, art, they offer a calming counterpoint. The stories that you celebrate, be they overnight tech successes, or are they researchers dedicating decades to a single pursuit? I think these stories shape our understanding of what success is and what we aspire to. And you can even look at the people that you attract into your life, like, my partner is an artist who's just so good at doing one thing for hours and then just properly switching off. And it's been so useful for me. My friends who I most admire, they actually aren't on Instagram. And quite a lot of them this year are deliberately cultivating slower and longer habits. My best friend Nico is the guy that I run a book club with because we just want to read more long books rather than short, bite-sized information. And again, I think look at your approach to food. I think that reflects this dichotomy. In a world that values patience and steady growth, fast food should not have a place. Food should be a source of joy and community, not just a mere interruption between your tasks. You should be able to wait more than 10 minutes to cook something, ideally for a whole hour of real food, rather than just ordering your Uber Eats straight away. And even long-term projects such as raising children are becoming less popular. And yet that's actually a really useful thing for your mindset. It shifts you from a perspective from immediate gains to thinking lifelong legacies, teaches you the value of slow, consistent growth when you watch this tiny thing grow from nothing to an entire adult over a few decades. So every day we choose whether to race through life or savor each moment. And speed may seem crucial for success, and it's part of it, but darting back and forth achieves nothing. Time will move at its own pace, and we can't hasten its passage. We can only choose how we navigate within it. So if you are thinking about your habits this year, I really think you should focus deliberately on things that could slow you down. Only do things that would be worth doing if you did it for a whole hour. And instead of using apps on your phone to get small pieces of content, try reading longer books. Don't check the news when you could be calling a friend. Don't get Uber Eats or a ready meal when you can cook yourself real food, where you actually know what the ingredients are. And I think many of us are becoming aware how bad processed food is for us in trying to eat something more real. But I think things like social media and the news are just the same form of highly processed junk food. But for the mind, it isn't real. It's a mashup of instantly rewarding things that make you feel productive and useful in the moment, but it doesn't truly satiate you. It creates a longer term unhealthiness in the mind and doesn't help you do anything useful. In a total side topic, I'm just going to throw in there that most people who think they have ADHD lately don't. They just have too much screen time. Like, I was in Nepal for 3 months. They didn't know what ADHD was. They work outside and it just doesn't exist. They have depression, they have anxiety, they have all forms of pills for any of those problems. They just don't have ADHD because no one has it. And I think today, and so many adults are suddenly finding themselves with ADHD because they are suddenly just having so much more screen time than they ever used to. It's not like this long, terrible thing that's afflicted them their whole life. And I am speaking as someone who has recently been diagnosed with ADHD and come to the conclusion that maybe some of it's a bit of a sham and you can probably control yourself better by just understanding what's going into your brain. Anyway, back to the growth mindset. One of the most crucial parts of the growth mindset is believing that with hard work, you can achieve anything. But you can't do everything. You have to make sacrifices. You have to go all in. And if we seek optionality in all our decisions and focus on speed, that stops us from going all in on anything, achieving greatness, or actually having a growth mindset. Thinking you can do everything isn't a growth mindset. Thinking you can do one thing if you do it properly is. So don't be constantly making little snowballs that keep on breaking. Try and become a glacier. Carve your life's work in the stones where you live instead of visiting as many places and scrawling graffiti everywhere. And on that, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, try sharing it with a friend you actually like, because it might help them. And if you're feeling generous, then a comment or a rating on Spotify, YouTube, or Apple would be super appreciated. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but you'll hear it a million more. So just appreciate the moment without worrying too much about it. And remember that life is to be enjoyed. So don't gate your happiness behind a bunch of future goals, because that's a great way to be unhappy. Life is to be enjoyed in the moment. So be kind to yourself, and whilst you're at it, be kind to someone else too.